This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Says the Mechaber, you're not allowed to walk with a sort of an arrogant type of way, standing up straight. You're not allowed to walk arba amos with your head uncovered, because of the covered hashchina. So let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes, because it's if you're pushing away the feet of the Shechina. To walk with an arrogant posture, even less than 4 amos, is not allowed. And even if you're just standing straight, just to have an arrogant demeanor, is not allowed. The lo yelech, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud, afilu bebayis sheyesh betikra, even in a house where there is a roof, you're not allowed to walk around without a kapel. The kol shekein tachas avir hashamayim, and certainly outside under the skies, the yesh lizohe lekula amma, one should be very careful. Arba amas. Now says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, just by the way, it's very interesting. What, the issa of wearing a kapel, of not wearing a kapel, is it an absolute issa, or is it just a minug chasidus to wear a kapel? Now the truth is that it's a machlekes, because there's a marshal. And there's a Maharam in Rottenberg. They are both of the opinion that it's midas chasidus. The Taz, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring, says actually it's a strict halacha. But the interesting that the Maharam in Rottenberg brings a good raya, because the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, from the famous Gemara, it's the Tesili Gemara. In other words, they ask various people, why are you going to be zeich? Why Amehar Achta Yomim? Or what? Why are you going to go to Gan Eden? It's Tesili. It comes to me because I did a certain midas chasidus, which implies this is not actual halacha, it's over and above. Yeah, that's what's special, that's why. So the Gemara says there, Omer Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Teisili Dele Sagina Arba Amas Begilurash. I didn't walk 4 amas without a good, such mashma, it's Minas Chasidus. However, we'll see, so the Mishnah Berurah will mention this. So this is back to Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Arba Amas, or Midas Chasidus, Afila Pachas Me Arba Amas. The Midas Chasidus is not to walk even less than 4 amas, even at night time, some people wear a shluf kapel. But that's minas chasidus. It's only also for those people who are very tsanua in all their ways. He's the taz, like I mentioned just now. He says in Simen Ches, it's an issugomor to go without a couple, b'afidu yeshiv b'beisay. Even if you're just sitting at home, you're not walking anywhere. Ayn sham hatam. Take a look there at the reason. So in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in the note 20, he says, "Mashekosav hashulchan aruch lekamon in Simen Samach Aleph Sif Gimel sheyesh omrim she'osel lahaskeis Hashem lekones the beisach nes begilurosh." He asks a question. He says, "You know, it's issa the shulchan aruch says to go into a shul or to say the shem Hashem without a head covering." The Bir Halacha says over there, the implication is that here it's also, he says, Yesh Mitzadin, you know, I feel Arba Amas, it's in its Asa, but with Arba Amas, it's certainly Asa. So over there it says only Asa to say the Shem Hashem. So it seems to be a contradiction. So he answers, Kosov Shom Letaritz, the Shem Haber Hetiv, Shekan Enechil Gomor. Here, it's not a chi of gomor to wear a couple. It's just a midas chasidus. Ve'ilu gabi haskaras Hashem or beves hakneses har is a chi of gomor medina. So to say a bracha or to be in a shul, there's an absolute chi of to have a couple on. And to stam in other situations, it's a midas chasidus, but it's not an absolute. And the truth is, you know, in generation, you know, last generation, you know, many people sit in offices here in England and they would not wear a kapel. It was very common. So because it's minas chasidus, and therefore okay, let's carry on. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, carrying on the Mishnah Berurah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in the Mishnah Berurah. The chain cost of the trumas mahari bruna, because I'm going to rom that fido katanim, even children, nochem mahagilam the kisurosh. It's important to, you know, to train them to wear a kapel. That they should have yirah shemayim. Because the issa b'shabbos is another source for it. Kasi reishich. The Gemara says there that you should cover your head. you should have Yiras Shamayim. In fact, the one of the names for a couple is a Yamukka. Yamukka comes from the word Yore Malka. I always thought this is the source for it. Yore Malka, to fear Hashem. And therefore, Yamukka comes from, it should inculcate the Yiras Shamayim. The Da'a, it says in Mishnah Berurah, the Ilyin Gilirosh, Da'a B'kisa Yad Alarosh. Interesting. It's enough just to put your hands on your head. Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. If you're taking out lice from your hair, or you're do so, to take off your kapel, to do that would be okay. But I'm a prima godim shikosu delelech arba amas tachas avir shemaim loy mahani bezek kisri harosh miyad. When you're walking outside in the street to take, just to have your hand over your head, that's not enough. In the Dirshan note in 21, he says, what about saying the Shem Hashem with your head uncovered, which we just mentioned? It means if somebody else puts their hands on your head, that's considered a proper covering. And therefore, Moshe writes, interestingly, based on that Shulchan Aruch, you don't need the, how big does the carpet have to be? So says Ramosha, proving from that later Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody else's hand is on your head, that's enough. And says Ramosha, well, somebody else's hand is not going to cover your whole head. So Ramosha says your kapel, I guess, needs to be big enough that people can see it, but if you're wearing a kapel, it shouldn't be a problem with Mar Sinai, but it doesn't have to cover your whole head. He brings other Makoros here, the other argue, and says that couples do need to cover the majority, but Ramosha says clearly it doesn't. Okay.
Is it?
What? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yud base. You've gotten Yud base. Begilu harosh. So they're explaining on the Mechaber, which says you can't walk Abba Amas Begilu harosh. The Kol Shekain says the Mishnah Berurah she also levarich. You can't make a bracha. Vuadim nilmoid, and to learn Begilu harosh, that's not allowed. But lo bahani mezek kiso yad, and that, and putting a hand over your head won't help you. The yad v'rosh chad gufa inun, because the yad and the rosh is it's all your body. It's the same thing. He says in footnote 23. The Shulchan Aruch says that would help. So if I'm learning or making a bracha and so I put my hand on somebody else's head, that would help, right? So me putting my hand over my own head won't work. Putting my hand over somebody else's head would work. If you're rubbish in extenuating situation in the middle of the night and you haven't got a couple nearby and you're very thirsty and you want a drink, so then putting your hand over your head, but the effort would help you, even if it's your own hand. Better to be noig like the world is noig. In other words, you take your sleeve and you like that, and you with your sleeve, you put your sleeve over your head. That's according to everyone is okay. Because of our prima godim, the yesh lezoher b'shas hanochas tefillin shel rosh lo yivarech habracha b'rosh megula. Very interesting. The prima godim says when you're putting your tefillin shel rosh on, often you'll take your kapel off, otherwise the ritzuas won't go on. And sometimes your head is exposed before you actually put the tefillin on, and you're saying the bracha with gilu rosh. So it says the prima godim, be very careful that you're not doing that. Uparuk misaoris. The paruk, he says in the targum, there is a per nochris. It's a shaitel, some sort of toupee or some sort of head covering. A pair nachris af oson shetfurim bebeged mitachtov. Even those which are stitched with a bit of cloth underneath it, yesh ler sir. Why? What's the problem with that? It may maris ha'ayin. Because people don't realize your head. Your people will think you're not wearing a kapel. Sheyemer sh'aris hein yesh mekilin. Yeah. Okay. Carrying on back to the mechaber, and then we'll finish off. The yivdek nekova. We're talking about the general hanhogas haboiker. So when a person in the morning, he should make sure he goes to the bathroom. He doesn't need the bathroom. Continues the Ramav, Yechase kol gufay v'lo yelech yachef. He shouldn't go barefoot. V'yargil atzman upon his book of erev. The person should train himself to go to the bathroom morning and evening. Shel zrizus unakius. Shel zrizus unakius. No one's showing up. Shel zrizus, because that is zrizus unakius, to be in a state of cleanliness, to go to train himself to go to the bathroom morning and evening. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel. So that you should have a guf noki. So for shachris, you should have a guf noki. And just to check that you don't need the bathroom. If you feel that you don't need the bathroom, that is called guf noki. So you check. You don't need the bathroom, then you don't have to worry later on, and certainly not to miss Krishma Uzman Tfila. Yochev. So then the Rama says that you shouldn't go, you shouldn't walk barefoot. Amr Chachomenu, Achachom say, Sheyimkar Adam Koma Sheyeshla Vikach Mundalayan Laragdov. Wearing good shoes is so important to you that you should sell whatever you've got in order to buy good shoes. What's the reason for that? So it says that the Dirshu notes in number 27, to walk around without shoes on is a lack of tznius, and that's not like the Marashah, he says over there on Shabbos Kuf Chavtes and Madalev says that the problem is you'll catch a cold. If you walk around with bare feet, it's just medically it's dangerous. But when we come back to the Mishnah Berurah, when we come is ha'arov shadar kenelich yachav, but in a place where there are Arabs and their practice is to walk around barefoot in other countries, shari, that would be okay. Because it's, I guess, on the reason for the sneers wise, and it's not a lack of sneers, that's how everyone behaves. Interestingly, in footnote 28, they asked Khan Kanievsky, what about walking barefoot in Eretz Yisrael? Has that got a din? Well, what's the minhag ha'makom there? Is it like in Arab countries where you do see people walking around? And he writes, he says, Shaminag lahakel, the mokom atzairech, but the mokom akarim yesh lizoheh. If there are cold places, you should be careful. So that lechur is like the marsha in Shabbos, because Mishnah Matzina. But the mokom atzairech, he says, you can be made for. Just finishing off the Mishnah Berurah, oid kosov b'shem hashla, dim oisim mishnum tshuva alavu nosov. If a person wants to go through some sort of tshuva process where he is, he's walking barefoot at some sort of tikkun, then that would be mutter. V'chein osu David ha-melech olav ha-shalom ha-hilech yochef. He would walk barefoot, but that was part of a sort of a tshuva kapara that he was trying to achieve. Okay, that's the end of Simon Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.